This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
For the Talk Radio Roundup, actually connected to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is here with Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen on a remote location in deepest, darkest Zanzibar. So it's not a bad connection, Michael, right, from you being in Zanzibar.
Wow, Zanzibar.
Zanzibar.
That's far from here.
Yes, it is. So that's where Victoria and her husband go every night. For after work, they go over there for a little snot.
The Zanzibar Lounge.
They have an excellent happy hour. Yes.
So they do. Okay, so our process in this hour is to go through the items that are on the list, the Talkers list, Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the Talk Radio Industry, the work done by Michael Harrison and his staff to put together all these items, the research that's done by listening to talk radio programs, hosts, stations around the country. It's a daunting task, but Michael is up to it. So let's get started by overviewing the top 10 in both lists, shall we?
Okay, here we go. This has been another wild week, as they all are. It sounds like a cliche, but it's true. They're wild weeks. And number 10, we have Major League Baseball action in the World Cup of Soccer. At number 9, U.S.-North Korea summit still being discussed. At number 8, cops kill an unarmed Pittsburgh teen. At number 7, Trump versus Merkel. At number 6, the IG's FBI Clinton probe. The SCOTUS sales tax ruling, SCOTUS Supreme Court, that is. That's a short term for it. At number 5. At number 4, white supremacist mall rally in the works. At number 3, trade war fears. At number 2, the Trump-Russia investigation. And at number 1, the illegal immigration policy brouhaha. Big, big topic this week. The people on the survey at number 10, Kim Jong-un and Xi Jinping. Angela Merkel at number 9. At number 8, James Comey and Andrew McCabe. At number 7, Hillary. At number 6, Jason Kessler. At number 5, Michael Cohen. At number 4, Robert Mueller. At number 3, Melania Trump. Number 2, Kirstjen Nielsen and Peter Fonda tied at number 2. And number 1, Donald Trump. And those are the big players and the big stories in a crazy week.
Okay. So much of the time that you spend is sort of an extra accessory. Radio stations around the country have you come on as guests, you come on as hosts. Did you do any of that this week? There's a reason for me asking.
Yeah, I did some extracurricular media appearances. I basically do almost every week.
Okay. So when you're approaching as a host, the stories. How do you take us inside the world of what we call show prep or preparation for being on the air? And in recognition of these 10 items, the things that you talked about on the air, how were they related to any or all of these? And how did you put the pieces together to have the intelligent discussion that you always have when you're on the air?
Very similarly to the way we put this hour together on the Countdown Show. Take a look at what people are talking about and first decide what topics are going to be discussed. And then the real important part, decide what my take is going to be, what my angle. Because it's not just topic selection. I think it's also what angle, what aspect, what perspective, what information can you bring to the table when you're on the radio. And that's those are the two processes. If I were hosting a show today and it was, you know, Michael Harrison's show, I would be spending much of the time talking about the number one topic, the illegal immigration border controversy. That
from what
has,
perspective? How what's changed over the course of the week other than Trump signing a directive that sort of changes the tone from what was said at the beginning of the week? there really was a lot of activity here, and one wonders whether it was show or whether it was real. It was a show.
Well, first of all, much of what Trump does is for show. Haven't we learned that he calls it negotiating tactics? He'll do something outrageous and then back off a little bit, or suddenly we find out that it worked. For example, earlier this year, calling Kim Jong-un Rocket Man, Little Rocket Man, and getting into a battle of words over whose button is bigger. Everybody thought that was reckless, but basically it turned out to be an interesting strategy, considering the nature of the guy. And I think that Trump has used this border thing to a certain degree to force the Democrats' hand. It hasn't worked. And the most interesting aspect of this is that he did have to bend a little. As to the ramifications of this new executive order and what it means in terms of families being kept together, how they're going to return the children to their parents, all of that stuff, that's yet to be seen. But I think the most interesting aspect of that story is that Trump did change his course in response to public pressure. And this is an interesting thing to watch now going forward, how Trump responds to a certain level of public pressure that goes above his own comfort zone politically.
All right. So, Victoria, you're not a parent yet, but you will be. Michael, you are a parent. Imagine yourself, or put yourself in the place, I sort of was thinking about it this way this week, of being separated from your children in a rather artificial way. It's one thing if we choose to be separated from our children by work demands or, you know, whatever it may be. But under the circumstances, is there a way that we can put ourselves into a position so that we kind of think we feel like or know what these families are going through?
I think females, mothers or not mothers, I think maybe just have more of an emotional reaction to this. I think it's why we saw so many first ladies issuing statements saying that this was horrific, including the current first lady. She was not very happy with the situation, and which is the reason her spokesperson said she wanted to get down to Texas to see things firsthand so she could really have a real perspective, not just the news media showing images of kids. Maybe they were separated from their parents, maybe they weren't. That little kid that's on the cover of the most recent Time magazine, who was actually never separated from her kids, but she's from her parents, but she's standing there crying, and now she's looking at Trump on the cover. I think that women in general are very sensitive to this issue. I am not a parent, but I have two four-legged kids, and I can't even imagine having to be separated from them in a forceful way. And I think that no one really wanted to see that. And I'm not discounting fathers in this too, because plenty of fathers have been kind of outraged by these images, and they've also, there are plenty of men who have been outspoken. I think it was just, it felt un-American, even though it was the law and we know it, but.
Are they just images? Are we being played by the news media, the sympathy? How much can be done? Michael, I brought up earlier in the week on the DJV program, compared some of the things that we're seeing, photos and video, to Kent State. Remember the shooting on Kent State when we were much younger, and that girl whose picture was on Newsweek magazine's cover, who was standing over a body and she was looking, and it was a scar, and she wasn't even a student there. It was kind of a set-up photo, even though the fellow that she was over was dead. But, the point I'm making is that so much can be accrued from having the right picture, setting the right tone at the right moment.
Well, there's a difference between having the right picture set the right tone at the right moment and having fake news. And I don't believe that this is fake news. I believe it's real news. Now, if you happen to have a dramatic picture, a picture's worth a thousand words, history is full of amazing photos, at least since the invention of the camera, that have changed the course of public opinion. And in other cases, that have inspired people. The picture of the Marines raising the flag at Iwo Jima, the picture of the sailor being reunited with his girlfriend or wife in Times Square during the celebration at the end of the war. There have been powerful photos that have moved the public, so that's not unusual. I think
that one was fake, too. Are you referring to the kiss?
Yes, the kiss.
Yeah, that was staged, too. That wasn't even really his girlfriend. So it is funny, but as soon as you mention all of those images, Michael, they're instantly right there at the top of mind. But it is true. It's once those images are there in our brains, it is hard to sort of decipher through what's real, what isn't. But I agree with you, Michael. I don't think that this is fake news. Some of these pictures are more dramatic than others, but I think that the situation is what it is. The thing that I don't like is, you know, we've had some mayors travel down there. New York City's Mayor de Blasio went down there, too, and was denied access to the detention centers. The only one that was opened was the one for Melania Trump. But, you know, it's a very controlled environment. So a lot of people are questioning what's happening in the other areas that they're not allowing media access. They're not allowing certain politicians to go in. Democrats have been turned away. Those are the kind of questions that I think are really the news I wish we'd focus more on rather than just the images.
You make very good points. Very good points.
16 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review. Michael Harrison, Victoria Keevan, Doug Steffen.
Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you're in bed? Do you fall asleep but you can't stay asleep? If you have that problem, try MyPillow. Now, like me, you can get a great night's sleep every night. Great sleep is important for your health and well-being. And the best offer that I can give you right now from MyPillow is to go to MyPillow.com and get 4 pillows for the price of 2. 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows. Even better, 50% off the regular retail price. 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows, 50% off at MyPillow.com. Made with 100% cotton, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow made in our country, backed by a 10-year warranty, 60-day guarantee. Act fast. Get yours now. Get to a better night's rest. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for the half-price deals at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV.
Next. You're holding up the line, ma'am.
What did you say?
You're next in line for the water slide, ma'am. Feet forward and enjoy the ride.
Okay, dearie. This does look fun. Wee-oh! You melted me! I've melted!
The Wicked Witch of the West on a water slide? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
See what you've done! Oh!
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20 milligrams for $2 a tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. For information on Sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
All right, Talk Radio Countdown, the review of what's going on, the hot hits in Talk Radio. Michael Harrison, Victoria Keevan, I'm Doug Steffen from Zanzibar. I'm not close by, but it's okay. It's kind of fun to listen to Victoria and to Michael work through some of these things. I have a name, Jason Kessler. What do we do with that name, Victoria?
Is there a garbage nearby?
All right, Michael, explain Jason Kessler for us. What he made news doing this week?
Well, he was the one of the ringleaders of the Charlottesville controversial demonstration, and now he wants to have a white civil rights protest demonstration in the nation's capital. And,
so he should be able to do that, right? Freedom of speech?
I believe so.
I'm sure there's going to be a lot of police presence knowing what happened last time, so...
Yeah.
But what's the point, though? What civil rights do white men not have? That's what I want to know. What's the point of your rally? What are you lacking?
What he's lacking is judgment, amongst other things. We'll talk more about it in a few moments here. Talk Radio Countdown time is 21 after the hour.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Radio Countdown. This is a review of the Hot Hits. 2 hours with Michael Harrison. Victoria Keelan is with us. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on the items, the stories, if you will. I'm not in a studio, obviously. Victoria and Michael are the focus on a couple. Well, we started with Jason Kessler. I just want to spend a few more minutes on this. The fellow who wants to have a rally. What amounts to a white supremacist rally. What's in a word for Victoria and Michael, the words that are used to describe him versus the words that, let's say, were used to describe Jesse Jackson, let's say, or some of the other leaders that are sometimes they present an image that isn't always positive. So it's the difference between Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, let's say, on one side, and this guy Kessler on the other.
What's the difference between them? Yeah. Well, one represents the rights of a minority, and one represents the rights of a majority. And the whole key to understanding civil rights is to understand the relationship between a majority and a minority in a democracy. And therein lies the whole difference. If you're the majority, you have to have a degree of tolerance in understanding why there are gay pride groups, black pride groups, Italian American social organizations, Jewish committees, depending on what the frame of reference is. Majorities have to understand that they have the power of numbers, the power of the vote, the power of controlling a culture. So they have to be a little more tolerant in understanding of why minorities in a democracy have the need to organize and protect their rights as well. And that's what it comes down to. People that are gung-ho about white rights and white pride don't understand that one salient little point. And that's the key to it.
But I think they do understand it completely. And this is not about disenfranchisement. This is about bullying, and this is about oppression. I think that they completely understand what you're saying, Michael, and you're correct in the definition of it. But
well,
this is, you know.
I talk to a number of these people, and they are extraordinarily ignorant about
that. Oh, of course. Obviously.
Yeah. So,
But I'm not so sure that the average person goes along with that. I can give you plenty of examples when Jesse Jackson's been a bully, Al Sharpton has been a bully. So what? Yeah,
but
maybe they're a minority.
But it's fighting back, though. There's a difference, though, between there's a difference between fighting back against oppression and actually initiating the oppression, and that's the difference. If Al Sharpton wants to get mouthy and or Jesse Jackson, they're still retaliating. They're still on the defense. They're still fighting back against oppression and against bullies.
They've lived great lives, the two of them. Why do they have to fight?
But Doug, we're not talking about them specifically. You brought them up. I'm saying, as a movement, that's you can't say that they're the same as the white supremacists who are the bullies.
It may not be in your mind that's true.
But that's apples and oranges. It's totally different.
Program right now who think that Al Sharpton is a bully and that he gets too much attention, and it's time that
I'm not talking about them individually. You brought them up.
Aimed at black people.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about them individually as humans. I'm talking about the movements. We're talking about the civil rights movements and the white supremacist movements. I'm not talking about individuals. But if you talk about the movements themselves, any type of a civil rights minority movement is always, they're always on the defense because they have been oppressed. They have been bullied. So you can't say that it's the same thing because there's always a clear bully, and it's those are the white supremacists.
But I'm not saying that it is, but I'm telling you there are plenty of people in our country who think it is, thus the attention given to Jason Kessler. If people thought things were all on the up and up or all even Stephen, Kessler would be talking in the wind. But he's not. He finds an audience, and there's a reason for that. And so that's what we're talking about. We'll pause for a moment or two or three. It's 28 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. 93% of people listen to music in their cars, so why not make sure that your vehicle has the best sound system available? That's exactly what Acura did in the new RDX. 28-time Grammy nominee and 8-time Grammy winner, producer Elliot Shiner tuned the system. Who better to put together the system than the man that recorded artists like the Foo Fighters and Queen? This new ELS audio system has 16 speakers and 710 watts of audio. To see the best deals on cars, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We're almost 20% into the 21st century, but we're still dealing with a government that is from the early 20th century.
And with those words, White House Budget Chief Mick Mulvaney yesterday outlined President Trump's vision of merging the U.S. Departments of Education and Labor into a single department.
That makes tremendous sense because what are they both doing? They're doing the same thing. They're trying to get people ready for the workforce.
Congress would have a big say in any such reorganization. Lawmakers in the U.S. House yesterday rejected a hardline Republican immigration bill. It failed on a vote of 193 to 231, with more than 40 Republicans joining Democrats and voting against it. A vote on a more moderate bill planned for yesterday has now been moved to next week. If passed, its future in the Senate's unclear. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Fasinelli and Jennifer Horn are here. They are titans of their own might and right. They have it, and that's why they are here with the rest of us, because we have it as well. It is Rich McFadden.
Thank you.
Yeah, you are.
I go by Cousin It.
Yeah, Cousin It. Very good, Richie. That's nice. Kenny Kessler monitoring social media. Why aren't there more women in the upper ranks of corporate America?
Yeah.
That's right. What I want to know.
I want to know that, too. How many people are outraged by this? Yeah.
Let's do something about it. Make a law.
Women rein in career plans to spend more time caring for their family. What's more, they are inherently less ambitious than men and don't have the confidence that commands seats in the corporate suites. Huh?
No, that's just that people want you to think.
Not so fast.
My question is, what's the right number of women and minorities to have in these positions?
Minorities, I don't...
I just read a story today that there are not nearly enough blacks and that there won't be enough blacks in high-level corporate jobs until whatever year.
What does that mean?
Exactly. My question is, what is the number that is going to be the moment where we all hear the angels singing for the number of women in corporate America
and black America? What the demographics are. Whatever the national
is
demographics
it? Because that's
are,
what I was,
it should be
that's what I was thinking.
So 12% of CEOs
should be black.
Ought to be black, and 50% of CEOs ought to be women.
There are more women, right, than men, right?
Isn't maybe 51 to 49, yeah, something like that. So is that the way to do it, or is it just based on, ought it not to be based on qualifications? If that's the case, more women we see CEOs than men won't be equal at all, because women are better managers than men by a long shot. And so then where do we go with Hispanics and blacks and other minorities who may or may not have the same opportunities because or not the color of their skin and all of this stuff? So let's just stick with women for a minute, all right?
Women happen to just get out there and work your butt off, and whoever the best person is gets the job.
Well, isn't that the case with Carly Fiorina?
Yeah.
Isn't that the case with Hillary Clinton?
Hillary Clinton didn't get any help up.
Nope, not at all.
She earned it herself, right?
There's a woman who's taken over one of the big broadcast companies who has had nothing but strong work ethic, and she's just starting, I think, next week, running the second largest radio company in the country because she is smart, she has experience, and she's
her predecessors
fixed.
Were not.
Her predecessors were goofballs. To the internet, that's even saying nice things about them. Well, I don't want to get off onto that.
No.
But
yeah.
The point is that we have a lot of women who are judged not qualified because they're women. Still in 2015, I can't imagine why it is that motherhood is a disqualifier. Being pregnant is a disqualifier. Why? Is it? How do you think? How
is
that?
Last night we were at back to school night.
Yeah.
And one of Sean's friends' mother was there, mm-hmm. and she had just had a baby. My son is 11 years old, so this woman just had a baby, had a little 5-week-old baby with her in the classroom with us. And she said, yeah, I'm probably going to go back to work in 4 or 5 weeks. And she works in sales.
Mm.
But it's kind of a lot of phone-based and email-based sales with some customer walk-in. She will be taking the baby to work with her every single day.
Mm. Cool. But there's an attitude, Richie. There's an attitude here.
And I was like, how cool are you?
And, well, my daughter, I don't mean to necessarily hold this up as the nth degree, but I thought I was very proud she and her husband and my son figured out how to have the baby taken care of by one of the three of them all the time. Nobody else gets involved. Both my daughter and my son-in-law are profs at UCLA, so they've worked out their schedule so that Megan is teaching in the morning, the husband teaches in the afternoon. If she has classes on Tuesday, he doesn't have classes on Tuesday. And if there's a conflict, and there are a couple during the week, my son arranges his schedule so he can be with the baby. And my daughter has a full class load, and she also is running a business with a couple of friends of hers that tutors students in Los Angeles. So she's as busy as she ever has been, but she's more satisfied, and I dare say she's better at most everything, except talking to her father as much as she used to.
Aww, Daddy.
But I know that she's okay, and that's what's good about this. And I trust Brendan brings me up to date if I don't have contact, and I know what's going on. And so in this circumstance, I see people who worked at it, who figured it out, who can do what they want to do. I could not imagine my daughter not being professionally employed in some way, shape, or form. And, will you stop?
He's not going to cry. He's going to make him cry with this song.
No, I'm very proud of her.
You want to make him cry.
And what she's done. So, women who, and this is a college atmosphere, so it's encouraged. I think the point of the article today in the Wall Street Journal is that a lot of women are not encouraged still because you got big fat guys in the corner office smoking their cigar and they don't want to have women in the workplace.
I think it really depends on the industry, Dougie. I mean,
yes, that's very true, Jennifer.
Why does everybody have to be some kind of male chauvinist racist for all of this to be. You have to blame it on somebody. Why?
I don't want to blame it on anybody. I just want to figure out how you change people's attitudes.
Like my personal experience, I know that I always believed that the glass ceiling was a bunch of hooey, and that to my dad's credit is because I'd watch what we did at CRM. My dad's always saying, okay, whoever the best person is for the job, it's never been you know, like
just
it's
so happens
now.
To be my daughter.
Right.
Well, and he's right most of the time. Not to pat myself on the back, but I'm pretty darn good.
You're brilliant at what you do. You're very, very good.
I'm pretty good, and I'm a quick learner, a quick study. Anyway, so but then I was also involved in the cable industry, and I was the president of a group
Women
called
in
Women
Cable.
In Cable and Telecommunications, and there was some pay disparity. There was a little bit, you know, of stuff going on there, but I still felt very empowered in the cable industry. And if you look around in the cable industry, maybe there's a few more men, but there are a lot of women in charge as well in the cable industry. Then as I like migrated over to the radio biz, that's the first time in my life where I ever felt that there was a glass ceiling.
Oh,
and it's the weirdest thing because most men still run radio and they have the idea.
And
you know what? Maybe they're right. They have an idea that most female talent is not as strong as male talent and that women can't run the show, at least in an on-air capacity. I mean, when you think about the women on the air, they're never the biggies like the men, like the Doug Steffens of the world.
Introduce everybody to Dana Lash.
Yeah, but you know what? I know she's really good. She's good.
Booming.
I'm not saying she's a bad talent.
Some of the biggest stations in the country.
Okay, but I'm not saying she's a bad talent. I think I'm a great talent. I think I can compete with a lot of men.
Yep.
I think Dana can compete with a lot of men.
Yep.
But I'm saying if you walk down the street and you ask people who they know Rush Limbaugh, they know the men. And maybe that's going to change. Maybe we're in a shift.
Well, sooner or later, because Limbaugh is getting to the end of his contract.
Yeah. But there's some people that don't think that women can hold down their own on the air.
I'll tell you something.
And I've got to watch this with us launching Dana and Dana doing so well, is it takes one big station and then another big station jumps on. And then now there's 15 and 20 biggies, you know, and then 100 others. And once they're all sheep out there. And that's what, and this is in any business, not just radio, but they're all sheep. Once you start to see one successful story, it just starts to spread, and that's all that needs
to
happen.
That's the idea here, and I will tell you for the record, when I'm not able to do the program, and that's not often, but I'm now taking a little bit more time for myself, and I'm very comfortable when Jennifer and Roberta and Richie and Kenny are here, and Jennifer often, whether it's noted or it isn't noted, leads the conversation, especially if Richie's not there, and she's very credible, and she has her own radio program in Los Angeles, so Roberta is a broadcast veteran, but you got sexed around during your career big time when you were working with the likes of Imus and Stern. So, but that was a while ago.
Well, tell them what Imus used to call you.
I was doing ski reports. I was called the snow hoe.
Yeah, great. All right. I want to talk to Robert Herjavec about this. He's from Shark Tank. Here's a guy who's been successful. I wonder what he thinks about the world of women in business. We'll find out in a moment as the focus is on Robert and Shark Tank next on Good Day.
Walmart can help you stay one step ahead of flu season. Because at Walmart, you can get your flu shot anytime from one of our certified pharmacists. No appointment necessary. And while you're in the store, pick up Lysol disinfecting wipes and Lysol disinfectant spray that actually kill cold and flu viruses and antibiotic-resistant bacteria. These are steps you can take right now at Walmart to help prevent the flu from getting to you.
Some immunizations may not be available in all locations due to state law restrictions on pharmacist-administered immunizations. These restrictions may apply. Use all products as directed.
All right, 44 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Kenny Kessler, and Rich McFadden. We're happy to have with us Robert Herjavec, who is one of the stars, and I wonder how he likes being referred to. He was dancing with the stars, so he must consider himself to be a star. But here's the guy who's a star in business. I'm going to give you a little, give me like 35, 40 seconds, Robert, if I may, to tell you how I've come to be connected with you. I have a lady friend who loves Shark Tank. In fact, last night, I didn't know you were going to be on. We were binge-watching Shark Tank on CNBC, the new season, and the stuff that goes along with it. For those who watch Shark Tank and you're wondering which one is Robert, he's the one on the right. who is Mark is on the left, he's on the right. The women are sometimes in the middle of Mr. Wonderful, and it's a very entertaining. But Meredith's sitting there yelling, telling people what to do. Take the deal! Take the deal! It's the people who watch this and who are involved in it get so emotionally connected. Would you have thought? I know you're the son of Croatian immigrants. What the heck were you thinking as a kid growing up the way you did? And then as you look back at your life, what the heck do you think about your life?
Well, it's incredible to me that anybody like me could get here. I mean, that's the great thing about our show is we're all self-made. We're really not that talented. You know, the great thing about Shark Tank is you don't have to sing. You don't have to dance. I mean, you definitely don't have to be good looking. Look at the five of us, and you can still be successful. And it doesn't surprise me that people are deeply passionate about it because everybody has an idea. Everybody wants to be successful. I mean, I think that's the human condition. I don't think anybody wakes up in the morning and says, I want my life to suck.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I think people want to be successful, but they're afraid.
Well,
and it's that fear
but you give them the opportunity. We had, as my radio program was for 3 or 4 years encouraging, but we had a segment called Dream Big America. We connected it to a couple of guys doing My Cool Inventions Radio, and we were bringing people on the air who had inventions, people who had ideas, entrepreneurial ideas, and we would encourage them through a lot of free promotion. A lot of these people ended up doing quite well. It was sort of a cross between what you do and American Idol because people would vote on who they thought ought to be the winner. We need more of this in America so more people can come up like you did.
It's interesting. It's a bit of a misconception, actually. That's what people say to me often. Oh, I wish I had that one great idea. I wish I had a better mousetrap. That's the thing you see with this documentary, smallbusinessrevolution.org, is there. It's very, very rare that there's a better mousetrap. I mean, it's a fallacy. The world is not going to beat a path to your door. It's really about execution. If you watch this documentary that we made with Deluxe Corporation, it was a way for them to celebrate their 100th year in business. They profiled 100 businesses across America. It's very inspiring, but what you really get out of it is not only inspiration, but you get execution. You don't have to have that one in a million idea. You just have to do it better than the next guy, and you have to do it consistently, and you have to love what you do.
So this is hashtag Small Business Revolution. Go to, there are a number of different places you go, smallbusinessrevolution.org. That's the project that Robert is talking about. If you're just joining us, Robert Herjavec from Shark Tank is here. You have become, though, you've gone beyond the boundaries of just what Shark Tank was about because, for example, you were on Dancing with the Stars. How did you, did somebody call you?
I'm very bitter about that experience because I should have won. I mean, I think there's something fundamentally wrong that I didn't win. But, no, I'm joking. But I had a great time with that. And that's, you know, this is the golden age of entrepreneurship. When somebody like me can go beyond the bounds of Shark Tank and end up on Dancing with the Stars.
Did all of your colleagues give you a lot of starch about that?
You know, they were obviously jealous. I mean, you know, who wouldn't be? But, you know, it's fun. And I think it's, I'm very grateful for the experience. I'm humbled by it. But I think it's so encouraging that it's cool to be in business today. You know, when I was starting out, there was no shows like Shark Tank. There was no documentaries like smallbusinessrevolution.org. It was tough to start a small business. And it's still tough to.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. ProactiveMD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
By the way, flying around in your ear, that's what you hear, that squeaky noise is a bat from Batman. This is music. Now, there are different themes out there. There's different Batman movies. Chuck?
Yes. This was the theme by Danny Elfman, one of the truly great scores of all time, in my opinion. Elevated, the original movie, which came out in 1989. Believe it or not, Doug, 29 years ago this weekend, Tim Burton's Batman hit theaters. I was in New York at the time, and no movie, I think, was more highly hyped than anything than I can remember. The bat symbol was on subways, buses, and it changed the way movies are marketed to this day, without a doubt.
Who was the first Batman?
Michael Keaton, first series Batman, yeah. Beside Adam West in the 66 TV show, but the first series Batman was Michael.
All right, so Michael Keaton's played it, Val Kilmer's played it, George Clooney has played it.
Christian Bale.
Yeah.
And then Ben Affleck.
And Affleck.
And there'll be a new Batman in the next year or two.
Who played it well? Who played it best?
I think they all played it. I think they all did a pretty decent job. Michael Keaton and Christian Bale would be my two favorites, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Although I really like what Ben Affleck's done.
Why did you play want us to play the Batman theme? What are we into here?
Well, because the Batman 89 came out this weekend, 29 years ago. Yeah.
All
and
right.
it was released on more theaters at the time than any other movie, 2,100 screens, and it had the biggest opening weekend at the time, $51 million. And then studios really got the idea from what Warner Brothers did, front-loading their movies, looking for that big opening weekend, and that has not changed since 29 years ago.
So why is it, these pros, you run a theater there in Strasbourg in your hometown, why is it that people don't do more theme? For example, a day-long marathon at the local Cinemaplex of all the Batman movies, or all the Superman movies, or all the, we do it on television, but why don't they do it in the movies, right in the movie house and the movie theater?
There's only specialty. There's a chain called the Alamo Draft House that does some really cool stuff. Some drive-ins do that. I've done it myself. Like I told you a few weeks ago, I played the Back to the Future trilogy for the whole week, some of them all in the same day. It's a really cool concept, but believe it or not, for whatever reason, even though you think it's an awesome idea, paying audiences don't necessarily go back to theaters to pay for movies that are 20, 30 years old like you think they would. The multiplexes sort of just move forward.
All right. So what's coming out this weekend? What can we anticipate as being the
big one is Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. I went to see it last night with my wife and daughter, Bryce Dallas Howard and Chris Pratt, back once again. I thought this was an okay script, where the director, J.A. Boyega, his name is, he did the movie The Impossible with Naomi Watts a few years ago. He directs the heck out of this material. It's much darker than the last installment, really plays like a pure monster movie. The scope in the second half is much smaller than the original film. Having said that, plays out like almost like a horror film. The effects are really good. Some of the ideas are really good. So I liked it. I give it a 7 out of 10. I think fans will get their money's worth, although I have a feeling this installment is going to be a bit polarizing. It is with critics. I have a feeling it might be with the fan base, but I think it's well worth seeing. I liked it. It just doesn't feel like a fun family movie like the last one, much darker in tone.
What about your daughter? How did she like it?
She loved it.
Did she?
And so did my wife. They liked it more. They liked it even more than I did. I had a few friends who went. Some really loved it. Some were mixed on it. I think overall, I think it's a solid entry. Not the best in the franchise, but a solid entry. And it's very well done. Let's put it that way.
All right. What else this weekend?
That's pretty much it, Doug, in terms of a major release.
Really? So what do we have in terms of him? Is Han Solo still playing? Is Ocean's 8 still playing? What kind of is around?
Yeah, let me just say why you brought up Solo. Lucasfilms and Disney announced that they're going to hold off on doing prequels to the Star Wars movies because of the tepid box office of Solo, which to me makes no sense because Rogue One, which is a Star Wars spin-off film, did $1 billion worldwide. For whatever reason, Solo just didn't perform, especially overseas. The film's done less than $200 million, which is sort of a shocking number, but I don't think that should hesitate or they should get cold feet on doing spin-off films. Like I think a Obi-Wan Kenobi spin-off film would do quite well. So,
yeah, I think a lot of them. They just, I don't know. I haven't seen the movie yet. I haven't had a chance to, but I certainly want to. All right, Chucker. Look forward to box office totals on Monday with you here.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.